Never really thought I'd be back in these here parts. In this particular neck, so to speak. My, but his hair is strong. I don't really have to hold on much. And his head's so much bigger. Son of Iggy, where's this ride gonna end? I can feel the tingling heat rising, and I know he's feeling it too. I've come back where I started. Sure is some soft landing for such a hard hat. 'Cause that's what I is. I'm a hard hat. I started out in Judges, Alabama. That's where the Samson factory was. We was all lined up on the conveyor belt when the label was stuck on, and I recall the hot glue hurt the crown of my head. Woo! But I felt tremendous power that day and ever since. Next I knew, we was boxed and loaded and shipped all over. My destination turned out to be James Shackleton's shop in Cavantown, number 22 Main Street, Ireland. Suppose that's where it all began.
Shackleton, yes, for all your hardware needs. Forget the software. Come to us for the hard stuff. We promise to never ask you to reboot. Do we know hardware? Does a pneumatic actuator have a bellows valve? Shackleton's Main Street Cabin. When it's time to ask for help, Shackleton.
I got put in the window, right in the back, looking out at every bitty thing coming and going. I saw men of all shapes and sizes, some with chin whiskers, some with mud on their boots, plenty of clover kickers, and most of them was wearing some kind of hats. All soft and flat sort of hats. No brims on them. Just flat, as though a piece of their overshirt or coat had gotten snagged on their heads. I never saw nothing that looked any like me. I could hook an eye on my reflection in the glass sometimes, so I knew I was also a hat. Shiny, plastic, white, and hard. Whatever I was, seemed like nobody was looking for me. Not for some time. No siree. But then, my luck rode in. Though at first, I thought it was a mistake.
Look, Mom, Jan, that's the one. That's what I want to give Daddy. He's going to the site again tomorrow. Oh, please, let me have it. It's so white, and everyone else's will be yellow. Like the King of the Builders he'll be. Look! It even says King on it. T-U-F-F-K-I-N-G. Samson Tough King.
Ah, that's the maker's name, sonny. Oh, all right, you're right. That'll do rightly. Yes, miss, we'll take the hard hat.
This one?
Yes, that one. No. No, it's not for the garçon. It's for an adult. How much? Here you go.
Grand so.
Thank you. Now, boy.
Aw, he wasn't more than knee-high to a baby forklift. And couldn't have been more than 12 years old. But we weren't out the door before this little man called Sonny had put me up on his lovely curly brown hair. Woo, that was a rush hard to forget. Feeling that hair and seeing the sights from a height? I'd never ridden on a human before, and it was way more of a roller coaster than I'd expected. All that jimmying and jerking around, I had to hang on for dear life.
It feels great. Oh, it feels sort of buzzy. Like it's grabbing onto my hair.
Take it off, sonny. It's way too big. You can't see a stem. You'll trip and fall. Take it off or I'll clap at you.
Yeehaw!
What are you up to, little man? You can't leave that hat alone, can you?
Making it extra special, so I am. Da's wearing the heaps now. All them new factories and soon the new hospital. I even clocked sight of this hat in the front of the newspaper this morning. Da was with some other builders and everyone else's hat says McGinn's. But I want his to stand out like.
How are you going to do that then?
I'm using this hole punch thing to make little circle shapes. I started with my initials on the inside, so I did. And I'm going to put his name on the outside.
A chancy, I'd say. Not enough space, love.
Well, then, I'm going to put King or the King.
Still too long.
You've very little room.
What's king in Irish?
Me. Or I, father.
Oh, no, you said it. That'll do. Hi, help me hold it. It'll be the best hat in the whole almighty world, ma. Won't it?
Iggy, love, come to bed. You've been sitting there for ages. I know we made such an effort. And yes, it does look great, but you really should take it off now.
Oh, sounds cuckoo, I know, but...
More than cuckoo, if you ask me. So let me get this straight. You think that your brain starts working better whenever you put that hat on?
I know, but it's real. Like from the very first time I put the yoke on, there was a fierce buzz in my head. Like I could do anything. I could take on the maddest projects. I have the best ideas. Expand my world beyond all my dreams. It's amazing, hey? You don't believe me. You're laughing at me.
Yes, I'm laughing. You've no idea how odiously silly you look in that dress and gown, with that white hat in your head. Sure, you're chock full of dreams and ambitions at the best of times. It's not your hat, it's your head talking.
You're wrong, you know. This hat is something powerful. Okay, I'll shut up.
That's just what I was going to ask. Please don't tell anyone else what you've just told me. You'd make a holy show yourself if you start saying you're getting strength from a hat. Now, tell me again where we're going next week.
Moscow. There's a tower there I'm working on buying. Get 'em off, it's called. Can you credit that? Oh, it's the tallest tower in the world, they say, at the minute, eh? But sure, the way things are going this weather, that could be different tomorrow.
That's how it went those days. My man Iggy was no plow jockey. He brung me all over. We started out in building sites where I saw all them yellow pack hats covered in mud doing all the hard labor. But not me. Not that I was judging them, but I was a white one. A special one. And heck, but I knew it. From one jet plane to the next. From building sites to business parks. I was in the back of Mercedes-Benz, Jaguars, and of course, Iggy's own convertible, where I sat up back with him. Often just cozying up between him and Sonny whenever the little fellow would ride along with his daddy. Then, most every night before he'd turn off the lights, Iggy'd put me on his handsome head. And darn, but he'd sit in front of the mirror, no matter what hotel room he was in, and just stare in his reflection. Whew. Them were the best times. Just him looking at me and me looking back at him. Like the life we was living, progress seemed to happen real fast with Iggy. Sort of out of the blue, though. Things started to get kind of crazy.
Sell! Go short on the glen!
Sell!
Sell! Sell!
Sell!
Go short!
There are growing concerns again this week about the future of the McGlynn Company.
Save our jobs! They are wages!
A liquidator has been appointed and the factory workers have started protesting.
McGlynn! McGlynn, come out! We know you're in there!
I don't know what exactly happened, but something did. And it wasn't something small. Seemed like my man's whole world was crashing down around him. I couldn't reckon with half of what was being said, but suddenly everything speeded up. Just like a bucket falling from a scaffold, things was spinning out of control. My Iggy still sat down at night, but now only for a moment or two, and his eyes looked small and hard. Was like he couldn't bear to catch his very own eye in the glass. Then that stopped altogether. He went and left me behind in the hallway one morning when he went off to work. Just left me there beside his umbrella. That was the end, I reckoned. For the next few weeks, I saw computers and files, and then furniture even, moving past the front door. Like they was coughing everything back up out of the door mouth. I knew it, I'd never survive. Even the mirror from the bedroom went by. I seen a bit of myself in it as it passed, and I gone and changed too. I was all dusty and not at all my best, and that's how I felt also. I was judging the situation to be negatory in all regards for me, and I sure didn't feel like no Samson Tough King no more.
Aye, now the porch. Yes, all that will have to go.
Okay.
Black sacks. The wellies and hats can go to the charity shop. Or maybe not. Divil a matter. Just lose the lock of it.
Okay.
What a tangle jangle that all turned out to be. I was throwed about a bit, I don't mind saying. I grabbed onto some fancy soft scarf to keep me from a bruising, but I was there with the riding hats and the walking stick and all sorts of dust until we was all spilled out like soup to the floor of a shop that seemed to me to be selling about everything on earth with the exception of food. I don't rightly know what kind of shop it was. It was owned by a Mrs. Quinn, I heard tell. When I caught my breath, I could see that we'd all gone and ended up in a corner. Me and a whole pile of other hats. Hard ones like me. There was all colors and sizes, but mostly dim yellow fellas. I was still the only white one. During the next months, I heard tell of all these hat stories. A sorry bunch of dimwits, some of them. Putting up with every kind of carelessness and abuse. Some had notions and in fact lost no time making me out to be some rotten tangerine. Bum on the plush, I was. One of the muckety-mucks, they says. Responsible for whatever was a-going on. They jeered my tattoo, as they called it. Said I was no more king than they was. I kept my temper as much as I could, and felt sorry for them mostly, judging that they had a harder life so far, and maybe as the knocks had gotten through right into their retard heads. I was there for a very long time. The Mrs. Quinn sister seemed nice. She talked to all comers, keeping the chat going alongside the music that was playing nonstop. Only thing I recognized was Glenn Campbell, because in the factory, it was only him or Charlie Pride that ever got played. Most folks what came inside the shop had black bags full of stuff, like the whole country was clearing their throats.
Hello, love.
Hi there. Can I leave this bag and have a look around?
Of course, love.
Thanks a million. It's just some old dresses and shoes.
Lovely. We need more shoes. I'll take a look. Oh, Jimmy Choo's. That's great. Are you sure you want to sell these now, love? That's an investment shoe.
Oh, I know. I have a lot of investment shoes, but unfortunately, I just have to sell some.
We do operate a system now where you can get a percentage back from these sort of high fashion items. Do you want to name a price now that you think would be right?
Well, I bought them for 600 euros, mm-hmm. So I was hoping for around 60.
In your dreams, love. I'll put them on the rack for 20. You'd be lucky to get that.
And so it went on. I kid you not that sometimes I saw people almost cry when they was leaving in bags. Then came a time when there was less bags and more shoppers. Our hat stand corner got precious little notice, even though we got a few fancy additions from time to time. One time we even had the lofty company like of a hat that called itself a mightier. He was tall and white with a point in the middle, and he was made of something soft and shiny. He even had two tails of white ribbon down the back like a swallow does. Must say he was a very superior hat, even though I knew that he'd come from the local drama group after they cleared out a props room. He also laughed when he saw I was called Ree. Said I wasn't a king, but that somehow he was a prince. Well, that didn't make no kind of sense to me, but I let him believe whatever he liked. That hat sure did have a strange sort of fascination for folks. Lots of them wanted to try it on, and the women all laughed and squealed when the men looked at them from out of under this thing. Confound it, but that hat was bought after only about 2 months. Seems someone needed it for a comedy TV show. Months. They stretched into years. I got to wondering if I'd ever move again. I couldn't even roll over, and more than nothing, I wanted to just be let toggle upside down, right and left. I was itching to do that, but soon the itch itself passed by, and I spent my days in a sort of doze. I was lucky, I guess, to have a bit of sun come in on me in the afternoons. Made me turn a sort of yellow, in fact, but that was nice. And I'd take to slumbering and half-listening to the noises around me. My dreams were always the same, though. Iggy and Sonny and me, back in the car with the sun, just like this one, blazing down on my happiness. Soon, the days and nights became a blur.
Good morning. Nice today, isn't it?
Yes, a nice day today.
I know you. You're from the Royal Park restaurant, aren't you?
That's right.
That's my favourite Chinese restaurant in town.
Oh, thank you.
How's business?
Busy at the weekends.
Are you looking for something in particular?
I need new clothes, working clothes. I'm going to work as a builder. I got a new job in Athlone.
Oh, really? Well, everything is equal opportunities these days. I suppose you're glad. Are you glad?
Yes, it's good. My father can run a restaurant, but I need to do something else. I have lived here for 25 years. I would like to see more of Ireland.
Sure you would, and who'd blame you? Have a look at that rack there and you'll find something you like, I hope. Is this that big building project you're heading for? What's it called again? Childland, the big development near Athlone. I believe it's only wonderful.
Yes, that is so. Childland. I start there Monday. They're now building a bigger even tower than the first one. So I'm working on that.
Well, isn't that powerful? Young women these days are great. Take a heart hash from that jumble as you're passing. Sure, I can't get rid of them at all. Help yourself now, love. No charge.
Something happened then. Somewhere out of the haze, I felt a hand a-coming in on my left-hand side. Then, dust me down for Jesus, but didn't the hand touch me? Yep, there it was. The old familiar heat of fingers on my crown. And then she picked me up high.
Look, it has my name on it. Ree, that's my name, Shanley Ree. Look on the top of it.
Well, it's fish, so take away pleasure and may it bring you only luck. That pile will topple over one these days and I've been thinking of just dumping the rest of them, so I'm delighted to have one less.
Oh, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Don't be a stranger now to the town. You'll be missed. Come back and say hello and best of luck, love.
Bye.
Shang Li Ri. Now, she was some mullah. I was about as excited as a barbecue flame when I first saw the building site she was heading to work on. Workers everywhere. All sorts. Yellow hats all round. And me among them. Sure, I knew I was still a whitey, but hell, it didn't matter getting a bit dirty and wet. Heck, I was out again in the world, and the vibes were good with Shing Li. I knew she could feel the power, too, from the first time she tried me on. We was bonded. Yes, she was a newbie. A Qinyao, she was called by some of the other workers. She called them boggers, so it all worked out in the end. She was good and careful with me. Polished me up with soft water and soap at first. Took real good care of me. The work was very different. The crooked arm of the boss seemed to be always looking for something. Up ladders, down shitholes, we worked till the sweat was a-rolling down my neck straps and Shang Li never stopped. Not since Alabama had I seen such a worker. When I was on her head, she kept on going, leaving the other galoots behind. Things was rougher there. Water, cement, and all hardened on my brim. Time passed, and Shang Li kept a-going. I heard her singing sometimes or whistling and laughing with the others. I got to noticing that when she talked, the men and women seemed to listen more. In fact, she began being the one who was asked questions. Till one day, she didn't directly go to the site, but carried me into a bitty prefab cabin where a half a man sat at a desk.
Hello. Ray, isn't it?
Sheng Li, Ray.
Yes, yes, Sheng Li. There are very good reports about you. Very good. I'd like you to be the new leader of the team in the next section of work, the entrance plaza to the tower. We're only 2 weeks to completion now, and there's a lot of fuss going to happen when the opening ceremony takes place. All the politicians and the suits will descend on us that day, eh? Oh, we know who did the work, though, don't we? Huh? Huh? I'm going to make sure that the workers will be represented at the ceremony. It might even be you, Sheng. Just make sure the plaza is finished to perfection, and we'll see what happens.
Such a buzz was trekking clean through Sheng Li when we moseyed out of that office that I knew she was pleased. That buzz added to the fact that she started up a sing-song with herself again. This girl was on her way to the top, that's for sure. And it was all because of me. We was all prepped to perfection on the day of the opening, sure as the boss man's word. Sheng Li Ri was the chosen one to be at the cutting of the ribbon. She was to represent all the workers on the site. She was so full of honor, I thought she'd damn near bust. Dressed in a white business suit for the first time, I knew that this was what she wanted to see more of. The night previous, she'd been sat in the kitchen with a friend, and I heard them say about a new design company they was fixing to set up on their own. Her life was finally taking the shape she wanted it to be. Only the one thing was off-road. Thing is, ever since that meeting with the boss man, Sheng Li had been less bothered with me, putting me down all sorts of wrong places, not caring so much. She was moving on somewhere with no need for me. Sure, on the opening day, she paid attention, polishing me real carefully, breathing out and buffing my outside until she near tickled me to death. She walked to the ceremony, carrying me tucked in under her right arm. Still, I just had a feeling things was gonna change.
China! Out, out, out! Keep Ireland Irish! Out, out, out! Go home, China!
Right as we squared up to the new entrance plaza with all these muckamucks cruising in their big cars, I spied a bunch of goons ahead on the sidewalk. Sheng Li walked straight into them. They was protesting with placards and those megaphone things, all a-shouting and roaring and trying to block the entrance. One of them in particular was doing his damnedest at making a nuisance of himself in front of every Joe trying to pass. Well, that man was standing right directly in front of Sheng Li Ri now. And I'll be darned if there wasn't something familiar about him. He was carrot red in the face from shouting, but suddenly he quit speaking and stared right at us.
Hey, you! Hi! That's my hat! Hey, you! Stop!
Excuse me, sir. Please let me pass.
No, no! That hat, hi! You're wearing my father's hat!
Sir, some mistake. This is my hat.
I swear there was a shake in Ree's hand as she ran it over the peaked front of me.
I bought that hat for my father. Look, I can prove it to you. Take it off.
If you don't mind, sir, may I move past, please? I will not take my hat off for you. Excuse me.
Well, now I felt another hand make a grab at me. Hoiking me in front of his face, I saw a young man whose eyes were suddenly filling up.
Please, I'm sorry. I need to show you. I put my initials on this hat after I put the word Ri on it. If you don't believe me, just look. It's on the inside.
Sheng Li now reached over and looked closely at the inside of my crown. She looked back at the man.
S.M.G. That's me, Sonny McGlynn. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have shouted. It's just a shock. My father wore this hat for so many years. He knew it was special. Well, he's no longer with us, and I've wondered many times where it might have gotten to.
I see. Well, I need to go now. I bought this hat in a shop long years ago, and it has been good to me.
Could I just try it on? For old time's sake.
I really need to go.
I know. Please, I'll give you €100 for this hat.
It's not for sale. I need it now for the ceremony.
You don't need it for the ceremony. You're the workers' representative, aren't you? Yeah, I recognise you now. I've read about you. What better statement could you make than to just stand there as proud as the rest of them, knowing you deserve to be there more than anyone else? You don't need a hat in your hand or on your head anymore. It's demeaning to you. To your honour.
Well...
You know I'm right. €200. Here you are. Please, take it.
Okay. Perhaps you're right. It's only a symbol. Perhaps I no longer need it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. More than you'll ever know. Thank you.
I saw Shang Li Ri sashay through that crowd as though she might one day own the entire plaza. And I couldn't help but wonder if she realized she'd just lost her chance to do just that. Well, Sonny, he picked me up, and like he did all those years back, he slung me up on his crazy boy head. So I guess now the whole thing starts over. Never really thought I'd be back in these here parts, in this particular neck, so to speak. My, but his hair is strong. I don't really have to hold on much, and his head's so much bigger. Son of Iggy. Where is this ride gonna end? I can feel the tingling heat rising, and I know he's feeling it too. I've come back where I started. Sure is some soft landing for such a hard hat. 'Cause that's what I is. I'm a hard hat.
If I wake up in the morning, when I look outside it's storming, and if it seems the whole world's covered by clouds of gray, I don't really mind the weather, baby, long as we're together. In my heart, it's gonna be a sunshiny day.